All right, hey everybody. This is Curtis. The Microsoft conference just ended a few minutes ago. I don't know if you saw on Twitter earlier. I've been thinking about just kind of recording some really fast impressions of each conference as they go through the day. So next up is EA. After that, Ubisoft and Sony later tonight at 8, and then Nintendo's tomorrow at noon, my time. But this is, you know, Microsoft just ended a few moments ago. If you watched it, a lot of people are upset because I think a lot of people are feeling that they are pushing Kinect way too hard. Which, you know, probably have a point there. Just some things that stood out to me. One, I thought it was kind of, you know, they let off with Modern Warfare 3. I'm pretty expected there. DLC for that game will launch exclusively on Xbox first. So, you know, I mean, everybody kind of expected that anyways. They showed Tomb Raider, like the reboot that people have been hearing about. They showed a gameplay demo of that. That game looks really, really pretty good. It's not out till the end of 2012, but I don't know. What they showed looks great. It's much darker Tomb Raider than we've ever seen before, but it got me excited for Tomb Raider, which has never happened before. So, I mean, I guess that says something. Showed off the new Xbox dashboard experience, or whatever they're calling it again, and whatever. Looks very similar to the Windows 8 video. Like if you guys have seen that came out a few nights ago. It's really reminiscent of that, like just the way everything is set up. YouTube, Bing, and live TV is coming to Xbox. That's a pretty big announcement. You know, a lot of people were like, well, I already have YouTube and stuff on my laptop, and you do, and it probably runs better, but, I don't know, it's one of those things where it's like, it's pretty cool that you have, that you could do that, you know, it's like, it's nice that you have that capability to do it. It's another kind of check mark on the list of things that you can do on Xbox. They showed Rise, which is like R-Y-S-E, that's that, Crytek game. Kinect game, man. Looked kind of like a first-person Kinect-controlled melee brawler set in Rome. Very little shown of that, so I'm kind of not too sure where that stands or how far away that is. Probably 2012, if I had to guess. They showed... they announced Minecraft for Xbox, exclusively on Xbox. That's pretty big. I'm not a Minecraft fan, but yeah, wow. Like, holy crap. I would say that's pretty huge for them. Talked about Disney Connect, Star Wars Connect. We saw the video for that stuff came out last night. And that was not very well received by a lot of people. It's not for us, but I think it's pretty obvious that when kids see Star Wars or Disney, they're going to flip out. And I think the Disney thing could be pretty cool. I think there's potential there, maybe. Showed off, I think the big thing personally for me that stood out was the Sesame Street Once Upon a Monster. Just that Double Fine and Tim Schafer's new Kinect game. And we already knew kind of what that was, but we got the first gameplay demonstration of that, and that just looks really, really good. They had kind of like a father-son duo type thing demoing up there, and it just looked amazing. Like, it looked so... I don't know, it was one of the things where you watched it, and it was like, that's what a Kinect game should be. Like, this is how you use Kinect. This is how you're supposed to demo something on stage and stuff. It was a joy to watch, really. I don't have a Kinect, so I probably won't ever play it, but it's one of those things where it's like, you know, like, if you have a kid, you should probably get that game. It showed, like, Kinect Sports Season 2, and Dance Central 2 looks amazing, and they teased Halo 4, so all that stuff was leaked, and that was it. That was Microsoft's conference. You know, again, from a lot of people I'm seeing on Twitter, not fans of it, a lot of people complaining, but I think they did a fine job. I think their pacing was fine. I think it was a pretty solid conference. We'll go more in-depth into this later. Like, we'll probably record a podcast maybe later tonight or tomorrow. That's it for now. So I'll see you guys after EA's conference.